degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month means time for our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2022 President Brian Tunney. Join me now. Stacy, Brian, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. I mean, Tony.
We'll get it all straightened out. Because we're all excited about the 2023 season coming up, or year. And is Brian staying on as president, Stacy?
Yes, Brian will be. He has thankfully accepted for another year. He is a great fit for the job. He has a lot of experience in leadership positions and has been on our board. So we have got a great person at the helm right now.
All right. We'll call him president-elect for the upcoming year. All right. Let's get to the news about the numbers for the month of November, Stacy. What happened?
Sure. So the month of November, there were 37 single-family residential closings during the time period. That's compared with 52 closings the year prior in 2021. The median sale price increased to $2,450,000, and that is up from $2,340,000 in November 21. The average days on market was 64 days for the month, and that's a decrease from 88 days. So very, very quick movement on the market right now. And there were 21 condo and co-op residential closings, which compared to November 2021, there were 17, so a slight increase there. The median sale price decreased to $899,000 from $1,235,000 the year prior. And again, days on market, only 56 days for the month, as opposed to 113 days in November 21. So still very, very quick movement in all sectors of the market right now. And pending sales were as of the close of business yesterday, we have 47 pending single family sales and 12 pending condo and co-op sales.
All right, so the numbers going to the residential closing, single family, down 15 from a year ago, but I guess around the same as they were last month. What's kind of your thoughts about that?
So it's, it's definitely down from where we were last year and the year prior, but honestly, when we compare anything to 2021 or 2020, we're going to see decreases. When we look at years like 2019, 2016, 2015, 2014, it's all really in line with the activity that we have typically seen in the month of November. And when we look at year-to-date, we've just surpassed 600 sales total for the year. So we're already ahead of where we were in 2019 and nearly every year prior. So really still a very strong, steady market. It's just, you know, when you do year-over-year comparisons, everything looks like it's a decrease.
Right, right. And Brian, two things that stood out for me was that the median sale price went up again, and also the number of days on the market, real rapid turnaround, as Stacy mentioned. What are your thoughts about that?
Yes. Well, the days on market, we're seeing that because people who are putting their prices, their homes on the market today realize that we're not in the COVID period, but if you price it right, it goes very quickly. I mean, we just had three houses come on the market over the last week, one in Coscob, two in Coscob, one in Old Greenwich, and within 7 days they have contracts. So that's quick.
Wow.
So we have a lot of demand currently for homes in Greenwich, and especially in the price ranges of $2 million and under.
And you've mentioned in the past inventory issues. What's the status of inventory? Is it loosening at all, or what's the story?
Well, typically at this time of year, right now we have 160 single-family houses on the market, which is very low, especially when you consider we have 600 sold this year. Typically, you're going to see this in December, but as we saw with what's happened over the last week, is if you price it right, there are still many buyers in December. You know, even though people say the market's over, there are still people looking for fairly priced properties and are willing to move very quickly.
Hmm. Yeah, I've heard in the past that, there's also maybe tied in, maybe we move into January or whatever, with bonuses that get paid out at the end of the year. Does that impact the market?
It does. I mean, typically the market, the spring market starts after the Super Bowl, so okay. Early February.
Which is getting pushed back each year. So.
No, it's been early. Yeah, it gets pushed back because of the fact that of the bonuses, and a lot of people know what their outlook is for the next year. Mm-hmm. So they're ready to move. And you also get increased inventory at that time as well.
All right. Stacy, give us kind of a recap of your thoughts. As Brian mentioned, 600, or maybe as you mentioned it, 600 closings for the year. How has 2022 been overall for the market?
So, yeah, again, it's really, when we compare it to years besides 2021 and 2020, a very strong year. Also, in terms of dollar volume, we are well ahead of those years. Obviously, we know we've seen significant price increases over the past 2 years. So we are getting very close to hitting that $2 billion volume mark for the year of 2022, and the first time we ever surpassed that was in 2020. So that should be, I mean, that's an indication of, again, a very strong market. As Brian said, we're still in record low inventory for our area, so there is still, and there's still significant demand. So we don't see this, these really steady, strong conditions going anywhere. There's still just a lot of interest in the area, and buyers are, at this point, you know, very well educated on market conditions and understand what it takes to make a deal. So, and sellers as well. Sellers are, you know, really paying attention to what it looks like, what it means to put your house on the market, especially now that those the frenzy conditions are over. But they know that if they do price it correctly, that first impression is really what's going to get people through the door at the first open house and offers on the table.
All right. Well, we'll see how things turn out as we head into 2023. I want to thank once again Stacy Lowe, who is the Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, and Brian Tunney, 2022 and now 2023 President. Stacy and Brian, thanks for your time as always this year, and look forward to next year. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you very much, and the same to you, Tony.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
And that's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. It's the third.